From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show. Yes, Rudy Valley with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, and Sweeney and March, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Rudy Valley's new nightclub, the Villa Valley, has been open for a week now, and business is fine. Yes, Rudy Valley's had no trouble getting customers into the club. The trouble is keeping Billy Burke, the backer, out of it. Right now, Rudy is taking care of last-minute details before Villa Valley opens tonight.
Where is that head waiter?
Oh, Charles. Charles.
Coming, Mr. Valley.
I've asked him time and time again not to wear those bell-bottom trousers.
What is it you wanted, Mr. Valley?
Charles, are preparations underway for dinner?
Yes, sir, but the tailor hasn't arrived yet.
If that tailor doesn't get here pretty soon, it'll be very embarrassing.
Mr. Valley, do the panties for the lamb chops have to be pressed every night?
Charles, everybody dresses in the dining room, including the lamb chops.
And another thing, Mr. Valley, we've just got to get rid of our chef, the one who used to work at a war plant.
Why?
Did you ever try to eat pot roast that's been spot welded?
Very well, I shall speak to him. Oh, tonight, Charles, the entertainment at Villa Valley will feature a quiz program, all proceeds going to the USO. And I want you to help me stack these folding chairs on the stage for the contestants.
All right, sir.
I'll fold the chairs and hand them to you. Here's one chair that's folded. Here's another one. I guess that wasn't a folding chair. Well, we'll have to stop while I repair it.
Mr. Valley, why don't you just buy another chair and throw this one away?
Charles. A Valley never throws anything away. Everything I've ever owned, I've kept.
Yes, I know, but tell me, Mr. Valley, don't you feel kind of silly walking down Vine Street in that raccoon coat?
Oh, you think it's silly?
Well, the raccoon coat isn't so bad, but do you have to carry that Yale pennant?
I'd better get on to fixing the chair. Charles, will you please hand me the hammer and nails? They're over there someplace.
Oh, yes, yes. Mr. Valley, there's one thing I can't understand. Why are you going to all that trouble fixing that chair when a new one would only cost you $2.50?
I know. But if I fix the chair, then I'll have the $2.50. Besides, it won't be much of a job. Why, I fixed a chair like this when I was a mere child. All it needs is a few taps of the hammer. There, the chair is as good as new. Try sitting on it. Go on.
I will. This chair isn't any good anymore. I thought you said you fixed a chair when you were a child.
I did.
What happened then?
Same thing.
I should care. I should go around weeping. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep, so I should let it upset me. I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care. And I do.
Mr.
Drummond Bradley, how are you?
Oh, I'm kind of tired, Rudy.
Well, why don't you sit down and relax for a moment? Well, here's a chair.
Well, gee, thank you, Rudy. I will sit down.
Ouch! Oh, I'm sorry, Truman. I was just trying to fix that chair, and I hadn't quite finished it.
Rudy, why don't you send for a carpenter?
A carpenter? What for?
Well, when you have a problem, you should get the advice of experts. For instance, suppose a girl wanted to know about shampoos. As an expert, I could tell her that nearly every glamour girl uses Dreen. Yes, lustrous, sparkling hair is vital to any girl who wants to look her loveliest. Now, if your hair looks dull and lifeless, remember this. It could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. You see, most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film.
But not Dreen. Dreen never leaves a dulling film, and it actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo.
True. And Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Besides, this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. For this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage.
It doesn't seem as if I'm going to be able to get that leg to stay on there. I guess Truman Bradley was right. I have to get a carpenter to fix this chair. Villa Valley, Rudy Valley speaking.
Hello, Rudy. This is Billy Burke.
Oh, hello, Texas Guinan Burke. I mean Rhode Island Burke. Where are you?
Oh, I'm down at the Union Station, and I'm having an awful time trying to get a railroad ticket.
I guess I was pretty lucky this summer. I got a bedroom going to Chicago.
A bedroom going to Chicago? Think of that. Mm-hmm. And my bedroom hasn't been out of the house for years.
Well, transportation is going to be a lot different from now on. Most of us will be traveling by plane. Just think. They say 60 hours by air will take you any place in the world.
Oh, yes, and it's pretty silly.
Silly?
Well, certainly. Suppose I want to go down to the corner drugstore. Who wants to spend 60 hours in the air just for that?
Miss Burke, do you realize that this is a scientific age in which we're living? Especially with the harnessing of the atom. Why, the atom's strength is unlimited. It can run a battleship, fly a plane, lift a mountain. It has only one weakness.
Oh, what's that?
It can't pick up a dinner check.
Tell me, Rudy, dear, how are things going at Villa Valley? You know, since I'm backing your nightclub, don't you think I should be around there more to protect my interests?
Oh, my dear Miss Burke, you have nothing to worry about.
But how do I know you're not throwing money around?
Miss Burke, whoever heard of Rudy Valley throwing money around? Just a moment. There is something you can do for me.
Oh, I knew there was something I could do. What is it?
Well, I was attempting to repair a chair when I broke a leg.
What? You broke a leg?
Yes, and I wonder if you could send a man over to fix it.
Oh, you dear, brave boy. I'll be over there immediately and be sure to stay off your broken leg.
Oh, Miss Burke, you don't understand.
I understand. Just think, you've been standing there talking to me all this time.
But, Miss Burke...
Standing there on your broken leg.
No, you don't.
Oh, never a whimper.
Please.
Smiling bravely through your tears.
Miss Burke, I'm talking about the chair. The chair. The chair.
Oh, the poor boy is delirious. He thinks he's going to the chair. Well, I'd better hurry right over.
As soon as I finish his hammering.
Oh, my goodness. He's trying to fix his leg himself. I think we haven't a minute to lose.
Oh, hello, Miss Burke.
Oh, there you are, Rudy, you poor suffering boy. I brought you the doctor.
But I don't need a doctor.
No, that's what they all say. Of course, I had a fellow the other day didn't need a doctor. He fell on some cactus. So I sent him to his ration board.
What for?
They're taking the points off of everything these days. Well, Mr. Valley, lie down here now, and I'll take a look at your broken leg.
There's nothing wrong with my leg. It's the chair, the chair, the chair!
Oh, hurry, doctor, hurry. He's going out of his head again.
Miss Burke, this is all a misunderstanding. I was fixing one of the chairs, and the leg broke. That's all.
Oh, well, I guess you don't need me then. Of course, you'll have to pay me for the visit. The fee's $10.
Yeah. So I have to pay the $10, eh? Well, say, doctor, why don't you proceed to examine me anyway? You might find something wrong with me.
All right. Where's my little black bag? Oh, here it is. All the things a doctor has to carry in his little black bag. Sleeping pills. Oh, my. Should have left that with Mrs. Brown. Cough medicine. Should have left that with Mr. Russell. Oh, my, my, my. Should have left that with Mr. and Mrs. Green. Well, here's my stethoscope. Now, Mr. Valley, let me listen to your heart. Never heard a heartbeat like yours before.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, here, listen. Outside of that, I can't find a thing wrong with you, Mr. Valley.
Well, as long as I'm paying you a fee, doctor, why don't you look at Miss Burke?
All right. Miss Burke?
Yes, doctor.
Stick out your tongue.
Well, what for? I'm not mad at you.
I guess you're all right. Mr. Valley, I'll take my $10.
Hello, Senor Rudy.
Oh, why, Xavier Cugat.
Oh, and how are you, Rhode Island Burt, my little enchina?
Mr. Valley, I'll take my $10, please.
Just a moment, doctor. I can't pay him $10 for nothing. Coogie, you know you haven't been looking so well lately.
That's funny. I've been feeling fit. Especially since I've been eating that health bread with all the iron in it.
Does that bread really put iron in your system?
Oh, I got so much iron in me that last week I passed a used car lot, and before I knew it, they pulled me in, stuck a couple of headlights on me, and tried to sell me for a 1929 Buick.
Oh, Mr. Cougar, you're the first 1929 Buick I've ever seen with a rumba seat.
Well, just the same, Coogie, I think the doctor should examine you. Doctor, this is Xavier Cugat, the Roomba King. Will you take a look at him?
Why, sure. And, Mr. Cugat, let me listen to your heart. Oh, I never heard a heart like that before either. Listen.
Tierra mojada. are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to fix this chair, Coogie. But I guess I'm not the kind of a person who can do things with his hands.
Too bad my Uncle Chihuahua isn't here.
Is he good with his hands?
Good. He's the best pickpocket in all of Mexico.
Coogie, does your uncle go around picking pockets all the time?
Oh, no. Sometimes he snatches purses. You know, my Uncle Chihuahua, he's one fine fellow. Through him, I meet my first girl.
Oh, really?
When I first met her, it was winter. It was 40 degrees below zero.
Bitter, huh?
No, I didn't even kiss her. Say, Miss Burke, when I came in here tonight, I noticed a sign. It says, tonight we have a quiz here. What is this quiz?
Surely you know what a quiz is, Mr. Cougar. What do you do when you call, when someone stands up and fires questions at you?
I call it my wife.
But these questions are for money.
What do you think my wife is asking for?
Coogie, thank you. You know what a quiz is. Now, just imagine, it's Sunday evening. You're sitting in your parlor listening to your radio. Now, what do you hear?
Nothing. My radio's broken.
Hello, gentlemen.
Truman Bradley, you're just in time. I was trying to explain to Coogie what a quiz show is. Perhaps you can help me.
Well, I'll be glad to, Rudy. It's very simple, Coogie. I ask you a question. For example, Coogie, tell me, what wonderful shampoo rhymes with the word sheen?
Sheen. Don't tell me. Sheen.
I'll tell you. Dream. Dream shampoo.
You see, Coogie, nearly all the glamour girls know the answer to that one. Yes, beautiful women everywhere realize the importance of keeping their hair looking lovely. Glamour begins with gleaming, lustrous hair. That's why Dream is so popular. You see, most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Now, Dream never leaves any dulling film. It brings out all the shining luster. And this improved Dream has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far silkier and easier to manage right after shampooing. So, whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, insist on Dream.
No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
As backer of this nightclub, Rudy, I demand that I introduce the quiz show tonight.
What are you trying to be, a Hildegard?
Well, what has football got to do with it?
All right, take over.
Oh, thank you, Rudy. Hit the sheepskins, big boy. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Attention, please. This is Rhode Island Burke. Tonight, Villa Valley takes great pleasure in... Waiter, stop twisting that man's arm. If he doesn't wish to tip you, he doesn't have to. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, tonight, Villa Valley takes great pleasure in presenting its own special quiz program, all proceeds going to the USO. And now, your quiz master for the evening, Mr. Edward Linkbaker. I mean, Art Baker Letter. I mean, Phil Letter Link. Oh, dear, you'll have to figure it out for yourselves.
The Quince and Kumquat Company presents the Super Quiet Quill Quiz. Shh! Can you hear it? Of course you can't. It's the Super Quiet Quill, the new writing pen that doesn't scratch, doesn't leak below sea level, and doesn't make mistakes in spelling. In fact, it just barely writes. And now, our first contestant. How do you do, sir?
How are you?
And, what did you receive when you came on the show tonight?
I got a turkey feather.
Not just a turkey feather. You received a super quiet quill. And remember, the super quiet quill is guaranteed not for now, not till tomorrow, but till next Saturday.
What time next Saturday?
We're open till 12 noon.
I don't get off work till 11:30. I don't think I'll be able to make it.
And what was your name,
because
sir?
Because when I come in, it's...
I said, what was your name?
Joe Mahoney.
Joe Mahoney.
Yeah, Joe Mahoney.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man's name is Joe Mahoney.
Do I get something?
Not just yet, Mr. Mahoney. Now, where are you from?
Indiana.
Indiana? Not Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Joe Mahoney from Indiana. And what part of Indiana are you from, Mr. Mahoney?
My folks come from here. Huh?
I said, what part of Indiana are you from?
The middle.
Well, I must say, Mr. Mahoney, that you're one of the most interesting contestants we've had in weeks.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe, you don't mind if I call you Joe, do you?
Yeah.
Well, what would you rather I call you? No, it's all right, Mr. Mahoney. Speak right up.
Bubbles.
All right. Now tell me, Bubbles, are you married?
Yeah.
And where is Mrs. Mahoney this evening?
She's a... Wow, she's...
No, really, where is she?
She's in a children's hospital.
Mr. Mahoney.
Yeah.
So the little woman is in the children's hospital.
Yeah.
Well, with a little boy or a little girl?
Gallstones.
What is your height, Bubbles?
What's that?
I said, what is your height?
6'6".
6'6"?
Yeah.
And the weight?
105 pounds. And that's all solid muscle, too.
Splendid, splendid. Any insanity in your family, Bubbles?
Two cases, that's all.
Distant relatives, no doubt.
Yeah, me mother and father.
Now, perhaps you wouldn't mind telling me, what is your vocation?
The first 2 weeks in July, meaning...
No, I mean, what is your occupation? What do you do for a living?
Oh, I drive a truck.
My, how fascinating. And what kind of a truck do you drive?
A big truck. 5.5 tons, that truck. Sometimes with a semi-truck and trailer. That's a
real
big truck.
Yes, Mr. Mahoney. You're doing a grand job.
Thanks.
Grand job. Now, what kind of things do you haul in your truck?
Pipe.
Pipe? How interesting that is. What kind of pipe do you haul?
Black pipe.
Really now, Bubbles, not black pipe.
Yeah, really, black pipe.
Huh? And what would you say is your ambition in life?
To haul white pipe.
That's very, very commendable, and we all wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
Now, what category have you selected from the board tonight? Number one, flowers, famous flowers we have known?
I never knew none.
Well, perhaps you'd like to choose a category yourself.
Yeah.
Which one?
Number 7, trucks.
Ah, very wise selection. All right, here we go now. Do you know all the rules of our little game?
Not quite.
Well, what don't you understand?
How do you play it?
Well, it's very simple. I ask you 87 questions. If you answer the first one right, you receive $1. Then you may sit down with your dollar, or you may go on to the next question, which pays you $2, and so on to the 87th question, which pays you $945,067. But remember, if you miss a question, we send all the money you've won so far to your favorite charity, Mr. Mahoney. What is your favorite charity, Mr. Mahoney?
Mr. Mahoney.
Now, Bubbles, your category is trucks, and your first question for $1 is, what is the exact cost of converting 12 carloads of pig iron into 42 tempered steel cross frames for 6-ton freighting trucks?
What color are the trucks?
Red. No coaching from the audience, please. Would you like me to repeat it?
No, I got it.
All right.
If you use a Bessemer process with the addition of Anderson's undulating refractionary principle, cut out the assembly line mold, heat for 2 days, steam and press for 6 days, eliminate the litmus paper test, it would cost exactly $65,000.
That's exactly right, Mr. Mahoney, and you won yourself $1. You've won yourself $1.
Thank you.
And now, shall we try for two?
Give me my buck.
What's the matter?
I ain't gonna be sorry.
it's time to sing a goodnight song again. It's time to sing another so long again. To you, these precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. So you see, it really is time to go again.
You know, friends, more than 3 years of war on two distant fronts have made very serious inroads in our nation's supply of paper. You see, paper shipped overseas as packaging for supplies never returns in the form of waste paper for reconversion. That's why it's so necessary for all of us to keep on saving our waste paper and turning it in. Check with your local salvage committee to make sure that paper is being collected in your community.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday at this same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke, who appeared through the courtesy of Rolly Cigarettes, and Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, who will play... Boys, in tonight's program were Bob Sweeney and Hal March. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember...
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Does everything for you. Everything in your wash for you. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Work shirts and towels to pretty rayon undies.
Never been a soap like does before. You'll sure find that does more. When you does your wash, you'll sing.
D-U-Z does everything. D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.